Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and Sarah Sheen is here from Hidden Hearing. Morning, Sarah, how are you?
Morning, Trina, doing really well. It's great to be with you today.
A very important week for Hidden Hearing. We're focusing on positive ageing this week. And of course, when it comes to ageing, hearing can be an issue. So that's what we want to talk to you today. But I suppose hearing can be an issue at any age as well, though, Sarah, can't it?
Absolutely. And that's what today is all about, taking this opportunity to reach out, Trina, contribute to Positive Aging Week by sharing some insights on the importance of hearing health.
When it comes to hearing, like, I always remember being in school, in primary school, I think it was, and they do the test. And then years and years go by and there's no test done when it comes to your hearing. Is it something that we need to kind of watch, or how do you know when you need to get tested? Is there a certain age group that you should be getting tested at?
We need to, I suppose, normalise this health issue, Trina, and we should be proactive and we should all be screening our hearing. Hearing loss can impact any age group, but we do see age-related hearing loss is the most common type of hearing loss. And 15% of our population have some degree of hearing loss. 35% of people over the age of 64 will have a significant hearing problem, and that even increases to 50% for people over the age of 70. So there definitely is, you're quite right, that's a really interesting matter to bring up, that we do need to bridge that. You know, most people aren't testing their hearing until they might have that hearing loss 7 to 10 years already before they go and have that hearing checkup. Yeah. And you're very right, the last hearing test they may have had may have been in their school years.
Well, I certainly haven't had one since then. I used to think that I had excellent hearing, but I think, you know, 20 years of working in a studio can damage your hearing. Would that be the case, you know, having headphones on, and does that damage your hearing?
Well, it depends, I suppose, on the level of noise exposure that you would be exposed to. Might more be the question of what could be impacting on it, but definitely it is a silent condition that can go unnoticed, and in many cases it can have a negative impact on our overhealth as well, Trina, being a contributing factor for cognitive decline, depression, anxiety and stress overall. And we do live in a very noisy world, and we always say that we should adapt to the 60-60 rule, that we shouldn't be listening to volumes over 60% for any longer than 60 minutes. So there's definitely even tips there on how to actually safeguard our hearing. And at Hidden Hearing, that's why we do promote for everybody action, your hearing health, make it part of your routine checkup, and just go and learn about it.
Now, there you have it. You've hit the nail on the head when it comes to the volume, for example, there being at over 60%. If you're doing things like that, if you have the volume on the telly up near the top, you should be worried, should you?
Well, that's definitely one of the signs, I suppose, when people do say, okay, so, you know, when should I action it? Sometimes we may not necessarily have any major concerns. It might just be something small and niggling. And that's where, Trina, we'd say to go and have that hearing checkup. Hidden Hearing encourages everybody to have their annual hearing screening. Then that's where we can impart on some further information. If you are constantly turning up the TV or the radio, if you feel that people are maybe mumbling, or you're mishearing certain words, you're having difficulty, did they say cat or that? Just conversations over the phone, hearing quieter voices like children's voices, or maybe you're starting to struggle in social situations. And that's where we see hearing loss can really hurt our quality of life, because, you know, those conversations, engaging with people, listening, communicating, they're all core life experiences that you do need that ability to hear clearly, to engage in them comfortably.
Yeah.
So they're all signs and traits there as well that can just be signs of hearing loss.
I think often when people start to experience hearing loss, they try to cover it up. Like, there's no shame in needing a bit of help with your hearing, like a hearing aid or something. Can you talk us through when somebody goes in, what happens at the hearing test?
So, yeah, that's a really good question. Thanks for bringing it up. This is probably one of the more important messages why we need to be proactive in our hearing healthcare, Trina, because there's so many different types of hearing loss. And there's so many different causes for hearing loss. When you go to have a hearing assessment, there's usually, obviously, you'll meet your audiologist and there'll be some information shared there between yourself and your audiologist, just to see what is the overall background that I suppose has brought you in to have a hearing test in the first place. Then there's a physical ear examination where we would look at the overall just to make sure everything is all healthy and normal and that there's no blockages, because that's actually one of the very simple means to resolve for people.
Yeah, like a bit of wax or something. Blockages. Yeah,
exactly. And sometimes it can be maybe there's something there in the middle ear that might just need a little bit of medical intervention, and that can reverse that hearing loss in many cases for people. There are other types of hearing loss where we see when we continue the next part of the testing, we might do a very common test of pure tone audiometry, and that will help us to identify the type of loss, whether it could be a sensory neural hearing loss or whether it can be a conductive hearing loss. And once we carry out those tests, then we're able to further advise the patient what next steps are there for them. And you know, at Hidden Hearings, there's nothing to fear, because it's fantastic to hear that you have normal hearing. It's brilliant to be able to say that to somebody, or it's brilliant and fantastic to be able to say, we can help you to hear better. There is a solution.
Yeah, I can imagine it's just kind of life changing when you go from everything being mumbly and muffled to you to then suddenly having that clarity. When it comes to hearing aids and that, they've changed so much, haven't they, from years gone by when they used to be huge things on people's ears. They're very discreet now.
They definitely are. Hearing instruments today, Trina, the technology is so advanced. It's absolutely incredible. They're not only there designed to look after the first and foremost to address the hearing loss, and they can dramatically improve your hearing loss. The sound definition that hearing aids offer today is next to none. And when you have that with your audiologist, when you can find that solution, it's offering you your confidence and enjoyment of life back for most patients. So the hearing technology now can be linked with your smartphones. You have way more power over your hearing loss when you can actually control or maybe alter volume settings when you go from one environment to another. But most of the technology is very automatic today and will do that for you anyway. But there are so many different solutions through connectivity. If hearing instruments aren't enough for a very challenging environment, there are other connections that we can make there to further enhance that, to improve that experience for most people.
Do you know, I had a guest in studio when we still were in studio, pre-COVID, I should say. And at the end of the interview, she said to me, I hope my hearing aid didn't cause any feedback there. I couldn't believe it. I never even noticed that she had a hearing aid. I just think they've become incredible. And when it comes to the cost then, when you go for a hearing test, is there a charge for that? And then can the hearing instruments, the hearing aids, be very expensive?
Hearing instruments go in all different price ranges. There's a lot of government support there now as well, Trina. The government will offer a grant of anywhere from €500 for one hearing instrument or €1,000 for a pair. And in fact, that PRSI grant can cover the total costing of hearing instruments for a patient. Because of the technology and because of you have varying degrees and extents of hearing loss that are out there, it's very, very individualized. So what I would say there is a lot of support, but it's important that you do get the hearing instruments that address your lifestyle needs and your hearing loss needs. And to encourage those that are experiencing hearing loss to get treatment, Hidden Hearing Outlets countrywide are going to offer 15% discount on hearing aids for anybody booking appointments during Positive Aging Week. That's starting from this Monday, the 27th of September.
I suppose it's like asking you how long is a piece of string. Would you have an idea roughly how much it would be to get a hearing aid? Because I have a family member who says, oh, sure, I'm not going to look into that. Sure, that'd be ridiculous money. There's kind of like a worry that they won't even research it because they assume it's going to be out of their reach.
Honestly, Trina, I think there's just so much to hand now, as in for most of us, we will have access to a PRSI grant, which is absolutely a fantastic contribution, okay? And an average price of hearing instruments can range in and around anywhere between €2,000 to €3,000. So if you have your grant contributing towards that, the other area to look at is there's probably a plan that can be worked with the audiologist as well. And it just allows people to access treatment for their hearing loss sooner rather than later. So it's definitely just a case of actioning and going and finding out all of your information.
Is there a cost then to go in initially to get a hearing test done to find out if there's a problem in the first place? How much are we talking for that?
Oh, I suppose that's the nice part. There's no actual cost for that consultation.
Okay.
All of that information is there free and ready to avail of.
I mean, there you have it. Aren't you better off to have the information and decide what you're going to do next and get a plan in action? You're probably not going to pop into Hidden Hearing if you know that your hearing is 100% perfect. You're going to go in to see Sarah. If you realise there is some sort of a problem there from, like we said, hiring up the television or hearing mumbling voices or just not having that clarity. So yeah, great to hear that you're involved in this in Positive Ageing Week. Sarah, thanks so much for coming on the show.
No problem. And that is, you know, as you were saying there, Trina, just to finish out, it's a brilliant point. Hearing loss, for many of us, we wait until we think, oh, definitely there's a problem. It can be really isolating, frightening and so frustrating not to be part of conversations and not being able to enjoy the everyday sounds of life. And when we look at Positive Ageing Week, if we were to give any advice to our younger selves, we learn a lot from our older generation. And 1 in 4 of us will be impacted by hearing loss. So just to encourage those who are experiencing hearing loss, we would love to invite anybody in for a free hearing checkup. And for those with hearing loss, just to remember that next week there is that 15% discount on hearing aids as well. And I might just leave with you as well that if people want to ring us, they can call 1800 882 884. So it's 1800 882 884, or they can contact us through our website as well, www.hiddenhearing.ie. And thank you so much for sharing and helping us to bring forward the insights on hearing health as well, Trina.
Oh, no problem at all, Sarah. Thanks so much. I was just about to ask you the website, but you got there first. Thanks so much, Sarah. Have a great day. I'm sure you're going to have a busy one over the next week or so.
Thanks, Trina. Take care.
This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.